Potential tax hike looms as budget goes to vote. Jessica Lee Cochran Town Council is expected to vote on the proposed 2022-24 draft budget next week, and depending on where the vote lands, it may create a $25.55 per month tax increase for the average household in 2022, including expected adjustments to utility fees. During a committee of the whole meeting December 6, administration presented council with a further review of a front-loaded 10% tax increase option in 2022, an amount which would be expected to decrease to about 7% in the following year. The budget under review totals $60.4 million with $29.2 million from the tax levy and requisitions, accounting for a 13% total increase from 2021. Growth in the town's property assessment will offset the amount by $3.6 million. The proposed budget also includes $2 million to hire additional town organizational staff in 2022. Town Patrick Wilson said he is in favor of increasing taxes but by a lower margin of 6% in 2022 and 3% in the following 2 years. He also worries that many of the additional staff positions he is opposed to are being front-loaded for hire in 2022, including an equity and inclusion officer. I think the near-term organizational vision is too heavy with middle management positions and needs more focus on operational assets, he said, adding that he would not be voting in favor of the budget as it stands in council's next regular meeting December 13. Town Susan Flowers expressed her support for the creation of the position of an equity and inclusion officer in an earlier budget meeting, expressing she did not want Cochran to fall behind on some of the funding and movement they expect to see in that area based on recent conversations with Alberta's Minister of Indigenous Affairs. Administration is committing to report quarterly on the progress made to implement the organizational vision, and planned positions would be reported to council before hiring as they are determined, said Corporate Services Executive Director Catherine Van Kempema. Also, during the December 6 meeting, Manager of Financial Services Tanya Gallen provided Town Council with a report of the town's third quarter findings. Most divisions' net costs were lower in the areas of Office of the SOW, Corporate Services, Development and Community Services and Town Partners, which include the Cochran Public Library and Spray Lake Sawmills Family Sports Center. Gallen pointed out that external factors in 2021 played into this, including departments beginning to return to pre-pandemic service levels, inflation, supply chain issues, labor shortages, manufacturing delays, which were felt across all North America, and the BC floods cutting off supply chains for a time. These unprecedented issues make capital completion dates difficult to predict and financial statements difficult to forecast within any degree of accuracy, said Gallen. She also added that the town anticipates a surplus of over $1 million in revenue mainly through construction projects and town renovations, which could either be due to overall growth or supply shortages. During the fourth quarter report in the spring, council will be presented with options as to what to do with any surplus from the year, she said. Possibilities are that we would save for the future, put that surplus into reserves, invest in programs and services, fund capital and infrastructure projects, perhaps pay off debt or some combination of these factors.